Guys, it is crazy to think that Full Power Ministries has been rocking and rolling for almost a year now, and super thankful for what God's doing. And we're just going to touch on some of the highlights and relive some of the cool memories. Stick around. All right, so we here at Full Power Ministries exist to ignite biblical manhood. And that's actually in and of itself an iteration. Things have changed. We started out with one mission statement. Quite honestly, I can't even remember it exactly. I think it was to lead men in ardently pursuing a loving God. So very similar, very similar. However, God has, throughout the course of this past year, really kind of fine-tuned, dialed in, and given us a very clear vision and calling for Full Power. And the iteration there is obviously leading men in ardently pursuing a loving God is a very noble thing, a very needed thing. And it sounds very similar to our current mission of igniting biblical manhood. However, what God has kind of given us that laser focus on is we are now supposed to not focus on, as weird as it sounds, not focus on discipleship and community building, but only on igniting biblical manhood. So helping guys, you know, be inspired, be motivated to live out their faith, to go deeper in their faith and connect with the local church. And that's kind of where we see God is calling men to get engaged and plugged in is the local church. That is his plan A. That's what he wants. That's where we need to be, you know, engaged and connected. And so for us at Full Power, that's not our calling any longer to create that community. And we had men's group for a little while and it was fantastic. Shout out to Brandon. He made fantastic curriculum. I think we went through about an 8-week study on biblical manhood, and the guys that showed up were fantastic. We had great conversation, great discussion. I know there was growth there. We've all, you know, iron on iron. We had a great time with those guys, and it was hard to sunset that, at least for the time being, because you know, oftentimes God will call you away from something that's good into something that's great. And it's kind of felt weird journeying from being face-to-face with people to now it's we're very focused on YouTube and creating videos that, again, motivate and inspire, so that ignition idea. And it's just kind of weird just sitting in front of a camera or having a conversation with one of the other guys. And that's, you know, that's kind of the end of it. We don't really know too much what happens with the video, after that. You know, sometimes we get some feedback and comments, and, to that end, if you guys are, getting any value out of what we're doing, go ahead and give us a thumbs up and click the subscribe button, leave us a comment down below. We love to hear from you guys, but, beyond that, you know, we don't really have a way to reach through the camera and connect with you guys on a face-to-face basis. So it's kind of been challenging for us. We've kind of made the transition to where we're delving into the analytics to make sure that we're doing everything we can to reach as many guys as we can. Quite honestly, you know, this is just transparent. It's hard to reach guys because if I'm thinking about myself, what do I go on YouTube to look up? You know, what do I go on the internet to look up? Well, you know, I want to find out. I'm a technology, you know, geek and nerd. So I go and I look up something about new technology or a review or how to or something like that. Or, you know, I'm into vehicles. So I look up, you know, what's the latest, you know, performance stats on the new Mustang or the new Camaro, or, you know, what truck hauls more and different stuff like that. That's just kind of how we're wired as guys. And there's nothing wrong with that. However, that makes us challenging to reach because we're so interested and invested in our hobbies and our passions and our interests that oftentimes, unless we're intentional about it, we actually use those as idols, and those can kind of supersede God, you know, being on the throne and the center of our lives and our hearts. And so when we're actually looking for stuff online, we're usually vegging out. We're not actually looking to grow and learn. So that's a challenge for all of us, because I'm not just, you know, preaching to the choir. This is me included. You know, we need to be 100% all in, active, and engaged. And that doesn't mean, you know, hear me on this, that does not mean that you don't take times of rest. It does not mean you don't take times of self-care. You know, we can think about Jesus. You know, what was he doing when the storm erupted and he was in the boat? Guy was taking a nap. You know, he's tired. He's 100% God, but he's also 100% man. So it's important to remember that, yes, we need to be 100% all in. Yes, we need to be 100% active. However, it's okay to rest, and it's necessary to rest, and there's times for that. But when we are moving and shaking and doing stuff, you know, like when we're with our families, we need to be engaged. Anytime that you are social media scrolling on your phone, or anytime that you're just kind of idly, you know, kind of looking through Netflix, or, you know, binge watching something on Amazon Prime or whatever, that's time that could be used to grow yourself, grow your ability to reach others, grow your family, draw closer to God, draw others closer to God. And, you know, I think it's important to, you know, keep the balance of that, because there are, you know, Jesus went to parties. He went to hang out with Zacchaeus. He went to the wedding and, you know, turned the water into wine and stuff like that. So Jesus himself was out doing fun stuff. You know, he was socializing. He was being out with people doing stuff. But I promise you, you know, you look at the story with Zacchaeus, you know, what did he do? He went and he had, you know, sat down and ate with a guy and had a good time. But ultimately it was about, you know, Zacchaeus and repentance and turning away from his selfish, prideful lifestyle that he had prior to encountering Christ. So, you know, it's just really critical to think that as we're going through life and doing stuff, you know, we're not just here to be kind of disengaged and just kind of go with the flow. And that's what Satan wants us to do. Satan wants us to just kind of, you know, meander through life and be disconnected and all that. So we need to look at the life of Christ. We need to implement that. We need to be engaged and active in our families, in our churches, in our ministries, at work when we're talking to people, if we're younger in education, as we're hanging out with other students and stuff like that. So, you know, that's important stuff. It's very important. Kind of to tie that back in with our journey here at Full Power, we've been very thankful and blessed to grow. We're on several different platforms now, YouTube being our primary. However, we do believe that it's important to kind of meet people where they are. So it would just kind of be naive for us to disregard like Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, all those different platforms, Instagram, because there's so many men there. Interestingly enough, we actually get more traction on our Instagram reels than we do on our YouTube posts. And that can go back to be an algorithm thing. It can also be a, hey, I'm just swiping through and clicking kind of thing. So we're not reading too much into that, but that does underscore the importance for us to be a multi-platform, ministry. And, that's brought its successes and its challenges, but we're very thankful that God's put us in a position where we are able to be on those platforms and to reach men there. Go ahead and put in the comments, what platform do you use the most when you're, you know, when you're doing social media or you're looking to grow your faith? You know, are you on Facebook? Are you looking for that kind of stuff on YouTube? You know, are you doing it on a podcast? You know, where do you kind of connect with that? Put that down in the comments. I would love to hear what you guys think on that. And, you know, so we're thankful that, again, over the past year, we've kind of grown from starting in my garage as a, supposedly it was going to be an audio only podcast, but when you're already pressing record on the iPhone to record the audio, you might as well capture the video too. So super thankful that God had just, you know, unbeknownst to us, actually had us catalog and capture all the video episodes of the podcast. And we've been able to put those up on YouTube for you guys to check out at any time. And that's the cool thing about YouTube is it's a search engine. So you can always search for stuff. You know, if you've got a question on temptation, we've got a video on temptation. I'll put it up in the cards here. And if you've got a question about, you know, detoxing from distractions, again, we've got a video on that. You can go back and watch that, and I'll put that in the cards too. But, you know, that idea of being able to reach people and men over time, you know, that way we've kind of got this archive and repository that, you know, heck, you know, 10 years from now when my boy's, you know, a ripe teenager and he's trying to figure out, you know, how to handle temptation, how to, you know, handle distractions with the world, you know, I can say, hey, son, let's go back and watch some of these full power videos, and they can actually be a learning tool for multiple generations. So super thankful about what God's doing with that. And, you know, I think probably the biggest challenge that we've had is God's called us to a very, very high degree of excellence. And with that is high production value. So we've had our challenges with getting the technology to work on a consistent basis, making sure that we're getting, you know, videos posted on a regular basis. And we're super thankful that over the past year, through God's provision and timing, we've not missed a Tuesday. Our video podcast drop on Tuesday. And then we've also been doing reels and shorts and stuff throughout the week, kind of sprinkled in here and there. And I think we're going to be nailing down a more definitive strategy going forward, so you guys can kind of count on that stuff. But what I'm getting at is we're super thankful that God has provided, you know, the ability to consistently get that content out, because we do believe that the enemy is after men. We firmly believe that. That's kind of the crux and the reason that Full Power started. That's kind of been the ongoing thread. Like I said, you know, we've kind of changed our mission statement a little bit as God has given us more dialed in clarity. But the overarching theme is that biblical manhood is under attack by the enemy. He's using the world. He's using our flesh. He's using all these different things to undermine men from being active leaders in their homes, in their churches, in their communities. You know, he being the enemy is really, really throwing, and, you know, not holding any punches. He's throwing everything at us. We've got, you know, social media can be a bad one. You know, you can be scrolling through and see an old flame from high school and be like, oh, wow, you know, she's looking good on vacation. Let's like that picture. And then you start a DM on the side, and, you know, one thing leads to another, and you're, you know, not being, faithful to your wife, you know? And, I think the important thing is with all these different things that the enemy's throwing at us, social media being one of them, this idea of toxic masculinity being another one. You can be a man, have strength of character, stand for integrity, stand for virtue, stand for the precepts of God, stand for humility, stand for the next generation, stand for our churches. You can stand for these things and it's not toxic. Our culture is telling men that to take a stand on things that the Bible says are significant and meaningful and important is quote unquote toxic. I'm here to tell you that God says it's not toxic, it's good. We as men need to stand firm against what culture is saying. Don't be easily pushed around. It's important that we don't flip the switch and turn into overly verbally aggressive, or certainly not overly physically aggressive, as we stand on the precepts of God and the truths of the Bible, we have to make sure that we are confident in Christ, that we stand on biblical truth, that we don't back down, and that we don't become confrontational. I think something else to keep in mind too is, from kind of like a sales and marketing strategy, if you want to win people to Christ, I'm telling you, being confrontational, being argumentative, trying to ram doctrine and biblical theology down someone's throat who is resistant to it, it's not winsome. It's not going to garner anyone's, appreciation for your position of being a follower of Christ. If anything, it's going to push them further away. Again, if we use kind of Christ as our pattern and our archetype, Jesus was a very winsome dude. You know, people wanted to be around him. People wanted to spend time with him. He was invited to parties. People liked him. Did he vacillate or fluctuate or give in or water down on truth? No, sir, he did not. He was 100% truth and 100% love, the same as he is 100% man and 100% God. And that's what we are called to do. We are called to speak truth in love. And if you're anything like me, the truth part comes easy. The love part is super hard. And I think that's kind of a typical common thread for most guys because, you know, for us, many things are black and white. Well, this is good. That's bad. This is how we do it. That's not how we do it. And because we have that kind of mindset and approach to so many things, that's kind of how we approach sharing the gospel and the things of Jesus. We say, okay, you know, it's, let's use a hot button issue, homosexuality. The Bible clearly says that the relationship, and especially the sexually intimate relationship, is to be between a man and a woman inside the confines of marriage. Bible's very clear on that. So we get that out of the way. But if we're thinking about that issue, us as guys, oftentimes we'll just be like, well, you know what? Homosexuality is completely wrong. That's a sin. That's terrible. You're a horrible person. And hear me, guys, and especially if homosexuality is something that you struggle with, Jesus doesn't hate you. Jesus loves you, and Jesus hates the sin that you're committing through homosexuality. Again, listen to the distinction because it's important. Jesus loves you. Jesus hates the sin. And that goes for anything. That goes for the guy that's got the pornography addiction. That goes for the guy that is insider trading. Jesus does not hate you. Jesus loves you. Jesus cannot and will not love your sin. So the deeper and closer you get with Jesus, the more he will convict you about expelling whatever sin it is from your life. He will show you what it is, and he will make it so it's like a burning fire inside of you that you have to get out. So all that to say, guys, it's important for us to take stands on the controversial issues, to be a voice to the voiceless, to stand in the gap for the marginalized, and to not back down from our values and our virtues that we learn from the Bible. So all that to say, I think we've got a very bright future here at Full Power. Right now, and that can change moment by moment because God has already proven over the last year that he pivots us quite a bit. Right now, our primary focus is reaching men through YouTube and through online video. And that has been a very fun, exciting learning curve for us. Brandon's been a big help with it. Daniel's been a big help with it. Fernanda's been helping out with our social media. So getting those videos so that the topic and the content are on point with what men need to hear. And then also with making sure that they get out to men so they actually reach people has been hugely, hugely important. And it's going to continue to be. And so we're thankful for, you know, kind of where we've been and looking forward. We're thankful for where we're going with online video. Guys, leave in the comments if there's a question that you have about biblical manhood, because the main thing that we like to do is answer questions like, you know, how do I read the Bible or how do I pray or what are spiritual disciplines and how do I implement them in my life? How do I deal with temptation? You know, because we're guys, we're very much wired to be kind of doers, I guess is the easiest way, you know. So we want to have something, we want to know how to do it. And that's fine when it comes to the context of our faith. Let's own it. Let's want to be the best we can at it, partner with God in our own sanctification, and let's grow. You know, let's not just let things slide by, be passive, fade away until we're not making any kind of influence or impact in our world. And let's go the distance, guys, because that's what Jesus called us to do. He told us to go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. So we are told to go. That's our purpose. And again, it's naive to think that the world is not opposing this, that the enemy is not opposing this, being Satan. They are. We also have our flesh. You know, we're in these flesh bag tombs or whatever you want to call them. And they're fighting against us. You know, that can be an untimely illness or that can be fatigue out of nowhere when you need to accomplish what God's calling you to do. And we just need to realize that we are more than conquerors. The Bible says so. And we have the Holy Spirit tomb overthrowing, death conquering power of God living inside of us through the Holy Spirit, to where we can accomplish exactly what he is calling us to do and what he wants us to do. So men, let me pray over us. Heavenly Father, thank you for all these men. Thank you for the families that they are part of. Thank you for the friend circles that they are part of. Thank you for the places that they work. Thank you for the schools that they attend. Thank you for the churches they belong to. Heavenly Father, help us to get off our butts. Help us to get in gear. Help us to be on mission with you. Help us to not relent. Help us to be all in. Lord, that's our desire and our prayer. Help us to be all in. Give us your eyes to see the opportunities around us and your strength to capitalize on those opportunities to bring you glory and to bring people closer to Jesus. We pray in agreement with you because we know this is your heart and your desire. And we love you and praise you in Christ's name. Amen. All right, guys. So appreciate you guys tuning in. As always, you're loved, you're sent. We've got a couple videos over here that you can check out. Go ahead and click on those. Go ahead and click down below and subscribe. And we'll catch you guys in the next video. God bless.